This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting is raging across the Gaza Strip, including Israeli airstrikes in the north. The latest now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding as far north as the Yarun village near the border with Lebanon, as Israeli forces face heavy resistance from militants. This man says, there's no food, no water, no rice. There is nothing. Living conditions are zero. There are still efforts to negotiate another truce, but officials in Qatar say the willingness is less than what it had been before. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky will meet at the White House on Tuesday as the Biden administration steps up the pressure on Congress to provide billions more in aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. The White House says the visit is intended to underscore the United States' unshakable commitment to Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion at this critical moment. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on ABC this week, on Sunday, aid is needed to help Ukraine and Israel.
The only people who are rooting for it are in Moscow and maybe in Tehran and Beijing, which is not to provide this assistance.
Biden has asked Congress for a $110 billion package of wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel. Argentina libertarian economist Javier Milei took office on Sunday, warning in his presidential maiden speech that he had no alternative to a sharp, painful fiscal shock to fix the country's worst economic crisis in decades, with inflation heading towards 200%. While the speech was light on details, he said key steps would include a fiscal adjustment. This is VOA News. Many Egyptians headed to the polls Sunday for the first day of a three-day presidential election in which four candidates are running, including President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has held the top post since being elected in 2014 and is widely expected to win. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Egyptian state media showed President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi casting his ballot at a polling station near the presidential palace Sunday morning. Sisi has served two terms since he was first elected in 2014. A constitutional amendment passed in 2019 allows him to run for a third term. Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the three candidates running against President Sisi are weak. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Leaders from across West Africa say they now recognize the junta in power in Niger and are seeking a short transition period to civilian rule. The leaders announced this on Sunday after their meeting in Nigeria in a renewed push for respect for democracy across the coup-hit region. The 15-nation regional bloc ECOWAS has unsuccessfully tried to restore political stability across West and Central Africa, where eight military takeovers have been recorded since 2020. An African regional body involved in efforts to mediate over the war in Sudan says it has secured a commitment from warring parties to implement a ceasefire and to hold a political dialogue aimed at resolving the conflict. There was no immediate comment from Sudan's army or the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, which has been locked since mid-April in a conflict that has devastated the capital Khartoum and triggered waves of ethnic killings in Darfur, despite several diplomatic efforts to halt the fighting. The anime film The Boy and the Heron is the number one movie at the box office this week. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Dear mother, she's awaiting your rescue.
The Boy and the Heron, the latest film from legendary anime filmmaker Hayao Miyazaki, is the number one draw for moviegoers this week. It debuted with $12.8 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It's only the third anime to be number one ever, and the first original anime to be number one. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, is in second place. Godzilla Minus One is third. Trolls Band Together is number four, and Wish is number five. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.